Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone, and welcome into the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. Hax Collier and Lucas edition of the program today. So we'll take you all the way up until noon. We got baseball coming up today at 1:30 on the radio. 2 o'clock first pitch against New Mexico, Texas Tech, and the Lobos on both Double T 97.3 and 100.7. The Score, some evening baseball tonight. Astros, Cubs, Rangers, Mariners, and Liberty against Childress. That'll be on 107.7 Yes FM? Maybe? Either that or Texas FM.
Yeah, that's a good guess. The color is similar. The crispness of the Sharpie looks more like 107.7. Yes.
Okay.
But just flip between the
two. I think Liberty's been on Texas FM a lot.
I
so
do too. Yeah.
Who the heck knows? How the heck are you?
Good. I'm confused now. I'm confused most of the time. But, yeah, we're good. Baseball in the afternoon. I'm excited to get out there. I very rarely get to go out there unless it's a 2 o'clock start. So I will be out there at least for the good chunk of it. Obviously, at the end, we got to get ready for a newscast. But looking forward to watching baseball, even if it is against the Lobos.
89 degrees at first pitch.
That's another thing, too. I can shed this jacket. That breezeway will actually be a breezeway, not
the path
an ice
to
box.
Antarctica.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a portal to Canada. Yeah, when you stand in that thing,
I'll welcome that shade that I'll be underneath. That's for darn sure.
Red Raiders are going to throw Parker Hudson Parker, two first names, and. And try to get after the Lobos today. So that'll be fun. Looking forward to that. Lucas, what up, dog?
How's it going? It's crazy to think about, like, working at the bowling alley, how significant of a difference it is with the flow of traffic during the weekend, such as a Friday and Saturday night, mm-hmm. as opposed to last night. Totally night and day, so... Yeah, yesterday.
Crickets?
Basically, yeah. We had two big reservations, but not a lot of walk-ins, so it was just kind of like, it's crazy. Monday, Tuesdays are so vastly different compared to the weekends. So that's what I did last night. So.
Yeah, you'll have the weekends. They'll be parked over at the dog track, the little dog park. I mean, there's no way you're going to find a parking spot. Combine that with Twin Peaks.
Man, that...
Which always looks like it's packed.
Yeah, nonstop. Like, you could go by there now, and I don't even know if they're open. It's just people are waiting in line to get in that place. It's crazy.
Like, in another similar type place going in...
Yeah.
Milwaukee and Sharp.
Yeah, on a corner that...
Or Spur.
Spur, yeah. I've always wondered why there's never been anything on that corner, and now I know I'm going to be very aggravated that there's something on that corner every time. I can imagine the driving issues and at that corner as soon as that place opens up. That's why I go the back way by the cakery and what is it, Mam's, the Thai place, all these free plugs here in the first. You know what I'm talking about? The little side road, 74th,
no.
Or whatever? Oh, yeah. Don't even bother going to that corner there.
No?
Nah. Too much traffic.
There's a lot of cars this morning. A lot of people driving 85 on the Sharper Bond, too. I may have been one of them. Hey, we got Derby tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. Officially Derby Day.
I've been watching the 2023 Derby because Bullfighter added everybody on it again.
I did watch a segment of that, but I think I was in the middle of something, the show.
Gas Station Fireball. So took it to the his ales.
I couldn't listen to the entire thing during the commercial break. Just get a
Clint's
laugh.
Line about the Hall of Gold makes me crack up every time. Every time.
No,
and them about to be turned into Crunch Wrap Supremes. Makes me tear up. I'm laughing so hard. Last year, Goodbye June was right in the thick of it. Jeef was a great line in it.
Yeah, Jeef. Now I'm going to have to listen to the entire thing during this next commercial break.
Oh, it's so good. I can't wait.
I can't wait.
Tomorrow at 11:30, ladies and gentlemen, it's the running of the End of the Bench Derby presented by The Bottom Line, and I think they're going to run it on their show in the third hour, too.
I can only imagine how long Clint has been sitting there working on that. He might be in there right now, still stumbling over Kerwinescence and Buttercrotch.
Kerwinescence.
I know. I want him to say it both ways. He even asked. He texted me last week. So which one is it? And I was like, it's Kerwinescence with a little Kerwinescence. Just work in both of them. Confuse yourself along the way.
I want to say thanks to one Chris Sneed. He says the College Baseball Foundation National Pitcher of the Week is going to be Kyle Robinson. They haven't announced that yet, but we have now. So congratulations to Kyle. 9 strikeouts of the West Virginia Mountaineers. A career high will get you that honor. And throwing up as many zeros as he did in a very low-scoring game. On the last game of the series, which a lot of times you see inflated scores because you run out of pitchers, but both sides pitched extremely well. But Kyle was just a little bit better than the rest.
Yeah, career high. Exactly what you want from him in a different role, I guess. You know, I mean, he's an old guy. He can handle moving around and whatnot. But like you said, that typically I was afraid that one was going to get busted open and you were going to lose, you know, your most reliable starter early on in that and then have to rely on who I don't really know at that point. But didn't have to worry about that, and that's why he's winning awards. He's not the only one winning awards. I'm sure we'll get into that in headlines.
Yeah. Austin Green and Cade McGee both win the Big 12 Weekly Awards. The guys had a lot of fun over the weekend, and that was fun to see. So afternoon baseball today, and that'll get our feet set for a trip to Lawrence, which I'm looking forward to. I enjoy this trip. It's a rinky-dink ballpark. It's but they've gotten better. It'll be good competition. It won't be snowing, I don't think, which we've had up there several times. That one Sunday, it snowed like crazy. So kind of setting the table for your week on this Tuesday. More coming up here on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Speaking of those awards, it was Austin Green, the Offensive Player of the Week, and Cade McGee, the Newcomer of the Week. Those were the awards that the Red Raider baseball team took down. Texas Tech, after day one of the Big 12 Golf Championship, not a good day to start. They are in seventh and will look to move up the leaderboard. BYU actually comes away with a first-day lead there at the Big 12 Championships in Trinity, Texas. Coming up this afternoon, Texas Tech baseball with New Mexico. 2 o'clock, first pitch. Both 100.7 The Score, Double T 97.3. Astros and Cubs tonight, 6:10, 100.7 The Score. Rangers and Mariners, 6:30, Double T 97.3. Liberty baseball and Childress on question mark. My computer has completely taken a dump. So if you'd like to go ahead and continue, please do, as this thing tries to figure it out.
How do we say this young lady's name? Lady Raiders at a commitment from an Odessa Junior College first team All-American, Ivana Kraina is her name. Ivana Kraina, she's from Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Uh-huh.
Averaged 18 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2.5 steals last season for the Lady Wranglers. Helped them to the Elite Eight of the Junior College National Tournament last season. So a local pickup, if you will, via Bosnia. 5'11 guard. Some of the video. She likes to shoot the three, so tall player that can shoot from the outside. The Lady Raiders are an outside threat. They already picked up post presence in Jalen Bristow last week from Holiday, Wichita Falls area. She played at Iowa State last season, part of that 5 freshman signing class that made Iowa State pretty solid. She played in about 30-plus games last season for Iowa State, started a handful of them. Definitely will be a help for the Lady Raiders' inside game and somebody that can get up and down the court as well, as Jamie likes to say. Or as Chuck likes to say. As they like to say on the morning drive.
From distance.
Yes. What else? Got the NFL draft coming up later this week. I know it's probably not the most exciting time, but I do have some entertaining prop bets if we want to share those at some point during the show today. I think that's all I have, unless you want me to run through some. Last night, Darvin Ham's tenure with the Los Angeles Lakers could be coming to a close. You think if they have an early exit here, I shouldn't say early, they are playing the defending champions. Early exit for the Lakers mean the end for Darvin Ham as the head coach of the...
I wouldn't think so.
Really?
But,
yeah. I don't know. Seemed like mid-season, Lucas, wasn't there some kind of... I mean, not necessarily. It just seemed like people were not happy with...
Yeah, you're correct. It's just kind of... Some of the players weren't, but I think they kind of rallied around it. But now they're kind of back in the same spot they were in. Last night was definitely a tough loss for them to swallow. So
yeah, very, very unfortunate if you didn't happen to see it. I actually did watch the end of this game. Jamal Murray, right? It was Jamal Murray. Did you see this? Final seconds, yeah. Lakers are up. Hits a step back jumper on the baseline over Anthony Davis, who had a pretty good game. Davis falls over him into the Nuggets bench as the buzzer goes off, and Denver takes a 2-0 series lead with a 101-99 win there. Cavs also win yesterday, and the Knicks. The end of that Knicks game was a mess, too. Man, we could talk about ump show, ref show stuff for a while and make Chris Snead mad. Timeouts were trying to be called constantly at the end of that, and all the turnovers. It looked very similar to the Reggie Miller game, you know, where he steals the ball a couple of times, and because the Knicks were trailing by, what, 4 or 3 or something?
It was 3, yeah.
3 late in that game, and then all of a sudden they weren't. They were winning by 3 in a flurry of turnovers and buckets. So.
And I loved the part where Brunson was pulling on Maxey's jersey and absolutely nothing was called.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Timeouts were trying to be called, all that jazz. So
yeah, Nick Nurse said, he looked right at me, and I was calling timeout, and he just didn't call timeout.
That wasn't even the most egregious umpire/referee moment from yesterday. Did you see that as well?
Mm-mm.
Aaron Boone, first inning.
Oh, yeah!
Aaron Boone, first inning against Oakland. I can't even remember who they were playing.
It was like 6 pitches in.
Yeah, he was chirping. Hunter Wendelstedt basically said, shut your trap. So he shut his trap.
All right, you're gone.
Some guy in the crowd behind him started chirping, and Hunter heard that and tossed him, and then afterwards said, I don't care, you're still gone.
I love that camera because it just stayed right on Aaron Boone, and and he was actually behaving himself and just standing there, and I didn't say a word after he got run. I didn't say a word, which he didn't.
No, he didn't. I wonder if anything happened to that guy afterwards.
You know, I think that's what, unfortunately, day game, late arriving crowd, I'm sure it was really quiet in the stadium, and you could hear everything that was being said.
Yep.
And so all of a sudden, some dude in the stands pops off, sounds a little bit like him. Umpire's not looking at him because he's looking at the pitcher, and he's like, all right, Aaron, you're gone.
Still, though, like six pitches in, like the first inning, you got rabbit ears like that?
Short day, man. Short day. Yeah, that'd be great if we could get run.
What would you go do? Would you go play golf?
What would I do?
Go right take now? A nap. Yeah. Pre-game nap. Pre-game meal / nap.
I really had to... Why do you think it is that when I get really hot, I want to damage my own stuff? Like, I want to take a baseball bat and just, start breaking my own stuff. I don't understand that impulse.
Yeah.
But I have that impulse. And this morning, I had that impulse a lot. Like, I just, you don't want to hit anybody. You want to, break down a wall in your house. Just, like, take it out.
Or, just open the door. Then you cool off and you'll be fine. A little airflow. Open the fridge.
Something that's, goodbye June destroyed my couch. Maybe I could take the bat to the couch and finish it off. Or, an old TV. I got an old DLP television. I can just bash the hell out of that with a bat. That's what I wanted to do this morning.
They have one of those places here in town you can just go to.
Yeah, but it's not the same. I don't know. I'd rather bash my own
stuff.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. You can bring your TV there, set it down, bash it, then they clean it up. And you just walk out. Yeah.
Anybody want a DLP? It still kind of works. I had the greatest setup in Glenpool. I had converted my garage into a man cave. Go out there. I put down some indoor-outdoor carpeting. Had side-by-side 60-inch DLPs with separate DirecTV receivers. And one year I didn't have a baseball trip, and we didn't make March Madness or the NIT or the CBI or whatever else kind of tournament. And I didn't have sports talk, so I just sat there all morning and evening in my recliner. I had two recliners out there. No, I had a recliner and a couch. The only thing is, wildlife got involved a lot in my man cave.
It sounds like you live in your garage more than you did your house.
Snakes, slugs. Mm-hmm. Spiders.
Yeah.
We have one of those huge spiders that was carrying all our babies.
Slowly becoming out on this man cave. It sounds more like just a cave. Any bears?
No bears.
No bears.
We did see a bear crossing sign in eastern Oklahoma.
Really? On your on your travels?
Up to Fayetteville.
Oh, yeah.
Vietnam. What should I bash with my bat when I get home? On the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Yeah. Just as long as it's not Lucas. Or Dave.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Coming up in 14 minutes, we'll have your word of the day, where you can enter as many times as you like to win big cash prizes. Only local folks will win. It's a local contest through Raymar and the Home Zone, helping you make your house a home.
Men's golf, 3-under. On the day right now, tied for 7th, moving up after 7 to 10 holes. at the Big 12 Championship in Trinity.
Okay.
Longhorns tied with BYU atop the leaderboard at 3 under par for the tournament.
Happy birthday, missed Darian Williams. Birthday today.
Happy birthday, Darian.
Darian and Chance McMillan, and we'll see about Kerwinissance. Returners. Who else?
Somebody else asked on the Yates Flooring Center chat line about, you know, the amount of people that are on the roster, and I did pull up Nathan Geese. Easy access here to the story when Federico! He is now the 9th roster member for the Red Raiders and 7th on scholarship, meaning they have 6 more positions to fill, and the portal closes on May 1st.
So where Oklahoma State had 9 open roster spots. I saw where Oklahoma got a transfer from Dayton today.
Ah. Another roster that needs a lot of bodies.
So my mom weighs in on your situation.
Uh-huh.
I taught English to 5th and 6th graders at Ripley. I never laughed at any child where they were trying to read aloud. I'm sorry that happened to David.
Yeah, it sucked, but it is what it is. It was pretty lame in the moment, I will admit, and still to this day sometimes. But again, I look at it this way. Not that I do a great job reading on television every day, but I still get paid to read on television.
So. Yep. Whatever you put on that teleprompter, Collier will read.
And the sad part is I put it on there. There are plenty of times, I don't know how your brain works, but I'll type something out, and I'll be like, whatever. The senior third baseman, and my brain will be going so fast that I'll say it in my head, but I won't type it. And that's fine when I'm talking about Texas Tech or whatever, but if I'm talking about a recruit that I've said their name 2 times in my life.
And you're sitting there going, pull, what in the world is the name?
I've got the senior third baseman part, which was pretty easy to figure out, but I did that yesterday with Cade McGee. But again, that's an easy one to remember.
We have usually one guy that does 90% of our producing, mm-hmm. Dylan Riggs. Mm-hmm. But I write down every producer on every game that we play in the book. And if it's not Dylan Riggs, and I've already put the book up, when I'm thanking people at the end, I'm like scrambling and trying to stretch, yep. And to
do guilt. Whatever. Yeah.
Finally, thank you to Ethan Sargent, who was our producer today.
Nope, that's for whatever. Yeah, Grant McCaslin name. Any head coach, their name is very rarely typed in the teleprompter, even though I say it in my brain when I'm typing. Those are the easy ones, though.
Well, let's do the hot questions, Lucas.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
There was a projection that had Texas Tech getting all the way to 17 in the RPI if they win the series that are left and win against UTRGV and New Mexico. What is the highest that Texas Tech baseball will get to RPI-wise this year?
They're currently, and like at the end of the year, they're currently 28.
No, I mean, like, you can get to it and then regress.
Ooh, so they don't have, do they have a midweek next week?
Yeah, UTRGV.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A bad one for your RPI, but a team that can beat you because they beat Texas 2 weeks ago. Let's go 19. I'll say they get up to 19. So they win this weekend. They win against UTRGV. They obviously win today against New Mexico. Maybe take care of business against OU and feel pretty good about yourself.
What's your greatest athletic achievement?
Boy, that's a short list right there, my friend. I remember having a rebound put back to win a game.
There you go.
Way back in the day. This was like pre-junior high, though. I mean, this is little kid stuff. I mean, when I was actually taller than people, that'd probably be about it. I mean, again, I was a career bunter through junior high to get the leadoff guy. My job was just to move the runner, so there wasn't much Little League baseball. I was a Little League all-star. So there we go. That was about it.
What was your first job?
My first job, I worked on my grandfather's farm during the summers, which I considered a job, but my first job was working at a grocery store. The day after I got my first vehicle, I bagged groceries. And then, if you can imagine, I was so annoying to my bosses that I was moved outside to push carts around.
We got to get this Davey guy out of here.
Yeah, it was probably a good choice. It was I kind of was a smart aleck, got one of them mad. He was power hungry. And I was like, hey, just send me outside. I'll push carts around in the heat.
I started with the carts at Lowe's, and then they moved me inside to the heavy lifting code 50. I still remember that. Code 50 to the front. That means you had to go lift heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And then they took me off that and put me in the outside lawn and garden. I feel like Louis coming to America when he's talking about.
Yeah, working at McDowell's.
Yeah. What's his peak one? And then it's I started off on vegetables.
Yeah, I don't remember, but yeah.
Now I'm on to fries.
I don't remember.
And that's when the big bucks start rolling in. Do you know my middle name?
I do not know your middle name.
Lucas, do you know my middle name?
I'm sure I've heard it. I just can't remember it.
Is it not Jeff? No?
It's not Jeff.
Okay.
It's not Geoff.
Morgan.
Jeffrey Morgan Haxton. You got it.
Nope. It was a guess.
Michael.
Paul.
Paul. Named after?
Daddy-o.
Okay. Mine's the other way around.
You're Middle David?
Middle David. First name after dad. Arthur.
Art?
Yep.
Art David Collier.
And I couldn't go by Artie. Like, not that I really wanted to, but I preferred Artie over Art. But there was a guy named Artie that went to the same high school and junior high as me, so I was out there.
Don't hear many Arties anymore. I went back and watched that.
I never asked this, but his last name was Fenimore, and he was a big Oklahoma State guy, and I'm wondering if he's related.
He's got to be.
He has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I never asked him that because I didn't know the history back then.
Yeah, he's got to be. Not exactly a popular name.
No.
And you got Bob. I went back and watched that substitute teacher, Keenan. I always bring him up. Not Keenan and Kel. Peel was.
Yeah, Key and Peel. Yeah. The Aaron.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. How good is that? Yeah. Jake Quillen. Where's Jake Quillen at? You mean Jacqueline? He breaks his clipboard in half. Jake Quillen. Aaron.
Wasn't that in that one? No, that's one of those other Paramount commercials. That was in a Paramount commercial too, though. Part of that bit. I don't think it was the one where the, what was his name? The guy with a football-shaped head and...
Yeah.
Arnold.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great commercial.
Yeah. So phenomenal. Creed. Patrick Stewart, Tua.
Don't forget Lucinda Dangle.
Yeah. Ragarm Tua. That was uncalled for.
Leading up to the Super Bowl. Great commercial.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
10:46 here in the First United Bank Studios. Axe, Collier, and Lucas edition of this program. See, I'm washing lettuce. Then I'll be on fries. Then in a year or two, I get promoted to general manager, and that's when the big bucks start coming in. Arsenio Hall just hating everything that is happening to him.
Yeah.
Makes that phenomenal movie for me. And then he goes, he just says, hey, I'm going to buy a hot tub and a lot of neon lights. I'm going to put it in this horrible apartment, this hole that we're living in.
Yeah. That's a phenomenal movie.
He's got a martini glass. Yeah, Hakeem.
All of our friends went to go watch a movie whenever in Oklahoma. Everybody went to go watch Young Guns.
Uh-huh.
I went with a mom.
Uh-huh.
To watch Coming to America. All of the friends went to Young Guns. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to go watch Coming to America.
You made the right call.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my opinion.
No, yes.
People still do have an affinity for Young Guns. I think, you know, worship that movie a little bit, but the one-liners and the...
I was about to say, I picked the right one.
You picked the right one, man.
I don't remember the mom I was hanging out with, but I remember Coming to America, so...
No, you and she made the right call. It's time for your word of the day, as we're going to give away big cash prizes to our local listeners that are with us every day. And we appreciate you very much. 10:45 is when we give it away in this show, so we're a little bit late. But knights, as in the knights from The Natural, K-N-I-G-H-T-S. K-N-I-G-H-T-S. Go to 100.7thescore.com, double C-97-3. You can enter as many times as you want. David Estrada is one of those winners. 250 bones for David Estrada. Congratulations to him. Proof that the local folks are getting cash prizes. And we'll have a big hoorah in June over at Two Docks, where you can get your buddy Hoppy and maybe win big, big money there. That's the big cash prize giveaway from the folks at Raymar and the folks at The Home Zone, helping you make your house a home. Also sponsor our doubles on the baseball broadcast that will begin today at 1:30, Texas Tech and New Mexico coming up. I wanted to get to this because we are now almost 24 hours away from the end of the Bench Derby presented by The Bottom Line. We have the colors, the numbers. The field is officially set for the 2024 Derby.
Ooh.
Also a development that has happened in here, the Lint Julep.
Yes.
There is preparations for beverages going on as we speak. Now, this is tomorrow, but I just saw a lot of ingredients for Lint Juleps come through the door with Jeff McGuire. What's the status on that?
Yes, we have all of the ingredients. I believe we might find something to garnish it with, but all the ingredients are here. We have the Lint Julep and the Clint Julep will be available as well for all the people that want to enjoy a little bit more of the julep, as it were. So that will be on hand tomorrow when we run the third annual.
Yep. Inner City Squirrel and Gas Station Fireball are the two previous champions, forever enshrined in horse race glory. I'm going to do a win place show for this. I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to do it as we get closer to the Derby tomorrow at 11:30 is when we will hear the bugle and the call to the starting gate. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to give you three that I like, name-wise. Obviously, Biblical Battery is the number 9 horse sporting blue and black. Blue on black! Chicken and Drugs is one of my favorites. Navy blue and white. Hibachi Sadness is pink and black.
So you got a couple of 50 to ones in there.
I know. All the ones that I like are losers. And then Chuck Hate's new home looks like UCF. Kind of an old gold and black. The 15 horse. Chuck Hate's new home.
Kind of like the Knights, if you will, from a few minutes ago.
What do you like?
I'm not going quite underdog like that, but for whatever reason, I like Hippo Chrissy just because I know where it became a horse. So 20 to 1, I like him.
What's the story on Hippo Chrissy?
Oddly enough, me following in the footsteps of my English teacher here, Chuck trying to say the word hypocrisy.
Okay, that one just went up a lot.
Yeah,
on my ladder.
Yeah, Hippo Chrissy. So 20 to 1, the hypocrisy of Hippo Chrissy. You know, tobacco enema's odds are too high. They're 3 to 1. I like that one for whatever reason, but I'm not going to go with that one. I like Humpty Doo Mate, but it's more because I like the paws, and it's 50 to 1, so it has very bad odds. But I'm going to go there, and then I have to back at least one of the ones that I'm associated with. I guess I have to go with Waffle Taco because I can't have 2 50 to 1s like you. So Waffle Taco.
I'm not saying these are the ones I'm going to pick.
Pick, yeah.
I said these are the ones I like.
Yeah. Oh, the ones you like. Yeah, see, yeah. Well, I like Chicken and Drugs. I don't like, I still like Hippo Chrissy. I love Humpty Doo Mate. You got to pause.
Dum-de-doo.
And I love Kerwinissance, obviously, because it was something that came along on this show, even if it has two different names. I think I like it because it has two different names more than anything. I'm sure that group will have my win place show in there, but I don't know. Maybe I changed my mind late. You took Hibachi Sadness. I do love that one. That's a good name. But Hippo Chrissy is probably my favorite.
11:30 tomorrow, it'll be on, as Clint now has all the pressure on him to call a good race.
Good luck, Clint.
And be funny.
Well, that's not going to be a problem.
The names from last year, they just can't, there's no comparison. Last year was just so good.
He can spice it up. I have confidence in
Goodbye June.
I have so much confidence in the guy calling it.
Makes me feel good to hear it again.
Your Oklahoma State Cowgirls are fourth in the latest college softball rankings. Just an FYI there. Texas.
What's,
number
what
one.
Are your thieves?
Two behind number one Texas.
Man. Big 12 stacked at least for a couple more months.
Yeah, and then it'll the SEC will be stacked. The SEC's doing okay. Let's go real quick. 14, 13, 12, 11, 9, 7, 3.
2-1.
Yes, 2-1, but all SEC. Kind of like baseball. Kind of like a
There's
lot
been
of
such a power shift from
the West Coast.
Go through current Pac-12. I know the Pac-12 is dead, but go through.
Well, UCLA is up there, which they've been to the College World Series. They're sixth, but Washington 10, Stanford 8. So you've got a couple in there. You don't have your Arizonas in there, though, that you've had forever.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
We are less than 24 hours for the End of the Bench Derby presented by The Bottom Line and Woodman Estates out at Ransom Canyon Downs. Let's go, Biblical Battery, long shot you can do it. Clint will have the call of that at 11:30 on this program tomorrow, and they'll play it back in The Bottom Line. It is Ask the Benchwarmers on 100.7 The Score. Get your questions in through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. I have a question for you. Is that a complete uni change for the Texans? Alternates?
I think the logo is the same, but they also have different ones. They've unveiled a H logo that is on one
looks
of the
like
helmets.
Looks like arena football.
Yeah, it's got the with some red in it, but it looks like the Renegades, the Arlington Renegades colors. It's H-Town blue is what it's referred to as, a color of the city dating back over 100 years. They still have the primary bullseye eye logo as part of it, but they have a red logo or a red look as well here that has just a horn,
mm-hmm.
of a bull horn on the red. It looks like a color rush. It's an alternate uniform, so not a complete change, but it looks like they've added to their group of uniforms.
These uniforms, a lot of them are trending more and more towards what any given Sunday's uniforms were.
Yeah.
Remember how corny those were?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the H looks very...
The Sharks weren't corny.
And I'm not making... You know, I have no allegiance to any NFL team. But the H just... I mean, it's cool looking, but it definitely looks tricked up, kind of like the UFL.
You know what it's tricked up like is the... City Connects for the Rangers.
Yes, it does, which I'm not a big fan of. That
Benchwarmers, how many wins does it need to happen for Tech to be a host site?
I need to see how many are left.
11.
11 total, counting the Arizona State and all that jazz?
No.
Yeah, I'm counting those. Because if you lose some of those, that's certainly not going to help you, right?
How about 10?
You need 10 wins total to host? Out of, because you have 9 conference games left.
How about 11?
Right? You got 9 conference.
That puts you right there at 40.
10, 11. You got 12, 13, 14 games.
That would be 1,
left.
2, 3 losses. Finish the season 11-3.
11-3. Yeah.
Man, I get to go to Tempe.
Yeah, you do get to go to Tempe. 11-3 or 12-2. I guess it just depends on. I mean, I know that's tough, but
doable.
You can't afford too many losses if you're talking about hosting. You got some ground to make up here. Seems like a lot of ground to make up, but you know.
Benchwarmers, what is a good burger place in Edmond, Oklahoma?
I don't know. I mean, is it Johnny's there? I'm always going to say Johnny's. It's one of the few burger places that I remember from Oklahoma. So
got it for Johnny's Choco Broiler.
Be prepared for a mound of cheese.
Don't have to get the cheese.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Get the number 5. Number 5 is...
Get the onion rings.
Get the onion rings. If you go in there and don't get the onion rings, I'm going to be really disappointed. But the number 5 burger is excellent. It's got the charcoal flavor. It's good stuff.
There's something on the chat line, but I don't think it was meant for the chat line.
No, Amanda will pick me up, but thanks for checking.
Thanks, Amanda.
Good work, Amanda. Isn't it amazing how smart all of us keyboard coaches are? Very few of us have come close to that level of knowledge that these coaches have forgotten. The main thing at times with pitching is the walks, especially when there are times the pitcher can't get a corner call. And it does seem to me like the zone has shrunk considerably. Overall yeah. Through the game. That would help with the line drives right back up the box. It would help. You open up your teacup zone.
Yeah.
Now you have a ball that's placed not directly down the middle because the guy's just begging to throw a strike. Well, now we've got it to where the zone should be, which you can hit corners, you can hit it at the belt or a little bit above, and hit it at the knee, well, you're not going to get sizzlers right back up the box if you open it up a little bit.
And I know that this isn't the main goal, but makes the game a little, potentially makes the game a little faster too, right? If you don't want to, if you don't want to swing at it, you're going to go sit down on the bench.
Yes.
We're going to have some outs. If you want to swing at it and you start.
I mean, it's like the free throw thing, right? I mean, the free throw deal is shtick for me that all free throws should be banned from basketball. I like to say it. For me, it makes me feel good because I don't like to watch free throw shooting contests. I don't like to watch walk contests either. We did not come to see you call ball four all day long.
Yeah.
We came here to watch a baseball game. Like Squint says in Sandlot in the background. This is, no, this, it was Hams. This is baseball, not tennis. Benchwarmers, you have one more hit to complete a cycle in baseball. How would you like to complete it? Walk-off home run, single, double, or triple?
Well, considering the most unlikely of those four for me would be the home run, I would prefer to finish it with a home run.
That's from Bullfighter. I definitely want to do it with a triple because I never hit triples.
See, that's what I'm more confident in my ability to get a triple than I am a home run.
Triple would be awesome. That's what Josh Young did. I think he finished his with a triple. All would be great, though, but you're most likely to see single, double, dinger, triple. Flat Tire Burgers in Edmond. Okay, that sounds good. It's all new uniforms for Texans home and away jerseys and two new alternate jerseys.
Yeah, the jerseys just look a little darker like the main ones, but it's still the same logo on the helmet. I mean, the font's different, you know, but for the most part, it seemed like it looked different. Maybe the combos are different, maybe, but still your standard Texans logo on there.
Benchwarmers, what is the most overrated car?
I pulled up the Bugatti.
I'm okay, but I'm okay.
I think I could.
I don't have to go sit in the back of the bus. God, I wish we had that. Oh, I wish we had that on call. My favorite piece of production ever done at this radio station. That includes Spin It Again, Chili Song, Montage. That deal with Jamie as the Fat Cat is the best thing that's ever been aired.
Fat Cat. What happened to that nickname? That died off a couple years
Choice
ago.
Choice took it.
Yeah, that's true.
We hadn't fired him in forever, Lucas. Before we get out of here, get rid of him.
What we've done there with Choice, now you fire him right away because of accountability.
So we got an upgrade on our rental car to BMW SUV.
Oh, wow.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Not all that comfortable. Wants to drive itself. I mean, occasionally I need to go over the white line.
Yeah.
Like when I'm passing on a curve, an 18-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
And it's trying to yank me right back into the axle of that thing.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of overrated cars, but you're talking to a person that.
So I'm driving a 2011 Dodge Charger, so I'm not in any place to say this, but that car was overrated.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I could spend my money elsewhere.
That's going to wrap things up for us here on the End of the Bench. Appreciate everybody listening and your participation. The bottom line is coming up for Collier. Lucas, I'm Hacks. Peace.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.